CMS officials are proud of an enrollment increase of 20% next year in magnet programs. They say many have no available seats and some that never had wait lists have them now. In addition to aggressively getting the word out to parents about magnet programs, Superintendent Clayton Wilcox attributes the increases to new offerings.
Our student assignment plan this year added 9 new choices for families, and of those choices, we now have 2,630 seats in the magnet program that parents are choosing.
Those choices include a new technology school for elementary students and a program for students interested in education careers. As for diversifying magnet program enrollment in terms of social economic status, SES, the change was minimal. Assistant Superintendent Akeisha Craven Howell, who oversaw changes to the student assignment plan, says most income balancing occurred in the lower grades and at new schools.
I saw kind of a balancing out across low, medium, and high, for example, at Blythe, also at Cotswold Elementary, Charlotte Teachers Early College, which is a new full magnet. And so that's where all of the seats are in the lottery, and therefore we have an increased opportunity to impact diversity.
Blythe in Huntersville and Cotswold in Southeast Charlotte are elementary international baccalaureate schools, but the changes were not that large. According to CMS data, Blythe will have an even number of low and high income students, 83, but the majority will still be middle income. About half of the students at Cotswold will still be high income, with both low and medium income students accounting for just over 20%. But most schools, such as Harding High in West Charlotte, the numbers were pretty much unchanged. It's a struggling partial IB magnet with 71% low income students. These aren't hard and fast numbers. The district will only know who shows up when school starts. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.